Likewise, you can easily consume 10,000 calories in a day if you're going out for food and you're drinking alcohol. But most people won't even burn 10,000 calories across their week from training. So as the old saying goes, you cannot out-train a bad diet. So stop viewing cardio as having the same level of impact to your fat loss as your nutrition does, because they're not even close. The Modern Man Method Podcast, your compass to peak performance and achieving your potential. I'm Jack Taylor, owner of the Modern Man Method and a peak performance and behavior change specialist. Join us as we explore the three essential pillars to unlocking a life of purpose and confidence: man, mind, and mastery. This podcast is designed to help you discover authentic masculinity through powerful conversations around fitness, health, lifestyle, and mental resilience. I hope you enjoy and make sure to subscribe. Today I'm going to be covering the biggest mistakes that people always seem to make when it comes to cardio and dropping body fat. Now, in the right context and when done correctly, cardio can be really positive, both for fat loss and for overall health benefits. But despite what the gym bros will tell you, alongside diet culture, you don't need to be pounding the pavement every day in order to see fat loss results. You actually don't need to be doing cardio at all for fat loss, but we'll cover that later. Let me talk you through the biggest mistakes that people will make when it comes to cardio and trying to consistently drop fat. Mistake number one is thinking that your cardio is as effective for fat loss as your diet. Now, I remember back when I first started to try and get into good shape, I made loads of mistakes that were surrounding this. I'd do a pretty intense cardio session a couple times a week, and I thought that that would allow me to then mitigate the three pizzas that I was having off the back of it. That's because in my mind, I viewed them as the same level of effectiveness. So if I was to have an hour's worth of training, in my mind, that correlated to being able to have a pizza, which just isn't the case. Picture it like this. You can quite easily drop body fat without doing any form of cardio in your week, but you can't drop body fat if you don't monitor your diet, no matter how much cardio you do. Now, hopefully that illustrates to you where those two sit in level of effectiveness when it comes to fat loss. Your diet is far superior. They are not the same. Now, this is because we wildly overestimate how many calories we actually burn when we're doing cardio. In fact, it's pretty fucking depressing when you actually see how little you burn. For example, if you weighed roughly around 77 kilograms, it would take you 3 hours of brisk walking to burn 1,000 calories, but you could eat 1,000 calories in less than 2 minutes. Likewise, you can easily consume 10,000 calories in a day if you're going out for food and you're drinking alcohol. But most people won't even burn 10,000 calories across their week from training. So as the old saying goes, you cannot out-train a bad diet. So stop viewing cardio as having the same level of impact to your fat loss as your nutrition does, because they're not even close. Now, as a little side note, there's usually two main reasons as to why somebody who does a high amount of cardio doesn't really see a great amount of fat loss, and sometimes actually puts on weight in the process. Number one is down to compensatory eating. We've already said that most people wildly overestimate how many calories they think they're burning in a cardio session, even if it does feel like hard work. Now, what will now happen as a result is because people think that they've burnt a lot of calories because it felt hard, they now believe that they can eat more calories or that they deserve it, which isn't the case. This increase in caloric intake, alongside not actually burning anywhere near the amount of calories you feel you have, often results in a plateauing weight or even weight gain, even though you're doing a shitload of cardio. Number two is because of something called metabolic adaptation. Now, your body is smart. When it starts to notice that you're burning more calories throughout your week from cardio, it will start to reduce the amount of calories it burns from other bodily processes to preserve its energy. Now, at this point in time, studies are unsure as to where this metabolic adaptation process takes place, but I think it's your NEAT, which stands for your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is a fancy way of saying the calories that you burn just through your daily movement outside of exercise. Now, how this will translate is that you're going to find you fidget less and burn less calories through standard movements such as walking. Now, mistake number two is poorly timing your cardio around your weight training sessions. Have you ever heard of the interference effect? This is something that's referenced a lot in the boring studies that I read, so you don't have to. And it's what sparked those memes about cardio killing your gains, which gave people like me, who don't like cardio, a reason to not do it. Essentially, what that means is that if your priority is to build a powerful physique, you obviously want to have some muscle on there, so you need to be weight training. And doing your cardio before you hit the weights can impair on your muscle building process. Now, don't get me wrong, I still spend 10 minutes at the start of each session doing an incline walk on a treadmill or on the stair climber, but anything more than this should be done at the end of your session or in isolation. To conclude, studies have shown that your strength can be impaired up to 8 hours after performing a pretty intense cardio session. So if you want to do your cardio and weight training in the same session, I would definitely do your weight training first and your cardio after. That is, if you want to prioritize your muscle building as well as your fat loss. Mistake number three is overdoing it on the HIIT. Now, you'll often hear about two different forms of cardio training, LISS and HIIT. LISS stands for low intensity, steady state exercise. For example, walking on an incline treadmill for an hour. This would be classed as LISS. HIIT is high intensity interval training. Now this is where you go balls to the wall, usually for a certain type of movement pattern, such as on a rower machine, doing sprints, or on an assault bike. And you do this at full pace for around 10 to 20 seconds, and then you go at a lower pace for around 1 to 3 minutes in between. And you usually do 5 to 10 rounds of this. Now, whilst they both have their place, HIIT training over the past couple of years has become wildly popular, mainly because of its bang for your buck. You can burn a similar amount of calories in as much as 40% of the time spent, if you're working hard enough. The downside is that it has quite a steep recovery time. Some people can ache for a good few days after HIIT training, which will end up interfering with your resistance training and decrease your overall performance, which should always be your priority. Mistake number 4 is just doing too much cardio. Now, even if you were to make the correct adjustments around what type of cardio you do and the intensity you're doing it at, there is the possibility that doing too much cardio can interfere with your muscle growth. Studies have shown that doing more than 4 cardio sessions a week goes over this crossover point where it starts to negatively impact your rate of muscle growth. The same is true when doing cardio for more than 40 minutes at a time, multiple times a week. So just bear that in mind. And mistake number 5 is banking too much on fasted cardio. This is a drum that gets beat all of the time. Now, yes, you will burn more fat during the session itself if you are doing it fasted, but it does not mean that you're going to lose more body fat over time. Studies show time and time again that over a period of either a week or a month, there is no distinct difference between somebody who trains fasted and somebody who doesn't when it comes to fat loss, assuming that they were both within a controlled calorie deficit. Again, reinforcing the most important factor when it comes to trying to drop body fat, and that's your caloric intake. Now, at this point, you might be thinking, Jack, what the fuck? So when am I supposed to do cardio, and should I even be doing it at all? Well, let me give you some of my own personal recommendations. When it comes to volume, I would do as much cardio as you feel you need to keep up with the pace of desired fat loss. I usually aim for somewhere in between 0.5 to 1% of your body weight lost each week. That's the rate of fat loss that we're usually aiming for inside of the Modern Man Method. And if you're able to hit this rate through just weight training and your diet alone, then you don't necessarily need to be doing cardio. Now, of course, how much cardio anybody should be doing is totally dependent on their lifestyle. This isn't just a one size fits all. For example, most of my clients have busy desk jobs, like myself, and the average desk worker can burn up to 300 calories a day, which isn't much at all, especially if we compare that to someone like a laborer, where they can burn anywhere up to 2,300 calories a day. So if I was you, I would keep an eye on your rate of fat loss. And if you're not achieving that 0.5 to 1% of your total body weight being lost weekly, maybe it's time to start sprinkling in some form of cardio. But only if you're accurately tracking your calories and you know that it's not a calorie problem. If this was the case, I'd maybe look at implementing 1 to 2 HIIT sessions a week for around 15 to 25 minutes. And if you need more cardio beyond this, then I would only add in steady state cardio. Now you also might be thinking, what mode of cardio should I do? I personally prefer prescribing lower impact forms of cardio for longevity and recovery purposes. Now, like we said, we don't want your cardio to be negatively impacting your weight training. So with that being said, things like walking are great for this. But if you're someone like myself who finds cardio boring as fuck, then you can always start a sport like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, where you definitely spend more than 40 minutes a week rolling around with sweaty men trying to stop them from ripping your head off of your shoulders. That often does the trick too. Guys, I appreciate you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did and you found it valuable. To make sure you don't miss an episode like this in the future, hit that subscribe button. But until then, take ownership, take action, and keep hustling.